Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. It's 10:15 a.m. now, and we are going to be starting with our morning manna devotion. Before we get started, we want to remind everybody about a few announcements. Tonight, we will be having our evening devotion. We'll be having Brother Sean give us a great word tonight at 7:15 p.m., so make sure and tune in at that time. Also, tomorrow morning, we will be having our Saturday morning manna devotion at 10:15 a.m. and Saturday evening again at 7:15 p.m. will be our Saturday evening devotion. All right, and also we want to remind everyone about church on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're going to be having church. We'll be streaming the service, and we're going to have a very special Sunday school classroom video service. So you're going to want to tune in to see what's going to happen there, but it's going to be very exciting. Our kids will be able to see our teachers, and so make sure you tune in on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And last of all, we want to let you know that we do have some very special speakers this morning for our morning manna devotion. We are sure you know who they are. We have Pastor and Sister Clark, who are jointly going to be offering our morning manna devotion. And with that said, let me turn it over to our pastor, Pastor Clark.
Thank you, Brother Vic, and praise the Lord, everyone. I am so glad to be here with you today, along with my wife. And Sister Clark, are you on the line also?
I am on the line. Good morning, everybody.
Well, I am at the office, and my wife is at the house, and I don't even know where Brother Vic is at, but he's hosting this today, and we appreciate Brother Vic, you hosting this, and we're looking forward to being with you today. Church, today, my wife and I would like to talk to you a little bit about, and we're going to enjoy this session together, but we want to talk about how we need to get along with each other and not get into conflict during the coronavirus, because
yes,
we know that with this virus, we are together much more in the house, and everything is awkward, and we can't be around the kids and the grandkids, and so we have spent a lot more time together, and the last thing that we want is we don't need to have conflict with each other. We need to work together because we want to get through this thing in harmony. And so, and my wife can feel free to just speak up anytime she wants and give any thoughts that she has upon her heart. But I would just like to say that my wife and I, through the years, we have never had a fight. And we have been married for over 47 years. But we have had many disagreements. And some of these disagreements would have never taken place if she would have just listened to what I was trying to tell her. But anyway, that's
yes,
another subject that we could get in later. And so anyway, I want to read some verses to you. And this is not only for husbands and wives to get along, some thoughts and insight, but it's also for children with their parents and young people with their folks. We all need to work together to good. But I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. And this is what it says. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. See, there's the answer right there. The Word of God has the answer. I like that answer right there.
That's true.
Be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Okay? That sounds good. Now, move on down to verse number 5. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women, you know, we want our wives to be really spiritual and holy women, also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. I like that. So twice the Word of God has emphasized that the wives need to be in subjection. This is how we get along during the coronavirus. And it also goes on to say that in verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed. I like that. Be in subjection, obey. She obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Oh, that is so good. That the Word of God's given us the answer here. Whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. So, I'm going to have my wife say some things that's on her heart, but it looks like to me the answer is right here in the Word of God, where it says that the wives need to be in subjection two times, and they need to obey their husbands, and calling us Lord. So I think that that's the answer. I'll let my wife give her thoughts on us getting along during the virus.
Well, this is all true. This is the Word of God, and we can't deny it. And I'm just laughing kind of under my breath the emphasis this morning that my husband is putting on all of this, because
it's
I know
just
that
the word.
I know that, and I do believe the word. And if I thought for a minute that he was really, if he practiced in the way that he's emphasizing everything this morning, I probably wouldn't be laughing, but I'm kind of laughing under my breath because he's really, really hitting home on this today. But it is true, and I believe in submission, and I believe in being subject to our husbands, and I believe all of that. They are the ones that have the final say. We can have a lot of input. We can definitely voice our opinion. And
I want to
read. I got a little text from Sister Marie just now. She said he's having way too much fun. And that's true. He's really enjoying this morning. I wanted to just read a scripture also, and this is I'm being serious now. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. So when we're married, and or even if you're in a home with a family, you're a single mother, you're whatever, we're all to be in one accord, and we're all to get along and to submit to one another and get along the best we can. But two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. When we work together, we can double our strengths, and we can get more done when we're a team.
Yes, that's right.
And so I believe in being submitted, but I also, you know, believe that husbands and heads of the home, you know, need to be, he called about calling him Lord. Well, he's never required that I call him Lord. And I'm appreciative of that, but it's all in the attitude of how we look at things. And I know that my husband loves me, and I know that he is, he's looking out for me, and we work together as a team.
And I'm patient with her and long-suffering, yes.
Hallelujah. We're just gonna pray for all of our husbands that day.
Amen.
But working as one people, working begins with the efforts of each person. So working together as people has to start with each person individually as we work together as one people. So it's up to us individually that we work together and do our very best to get along. I want to tell you, this came to me this morning, just a little memory of when we first got married. And I was making some candy We were living in a trailer, of course. We were evangelizing. We were in Southern California somewhere, and on the 5 freeway, there's an exit that's called Verduga Boulevard. And so I was making a list for my husband to go to the store and get some of the ingredients that I needed for this candy. This is just kind of a little bit of humor this morning. We thought we'd kind of have some light, a light moment this morning. So I made the list. I needed some, I was making bonbons, I believe, chocolate-covered bonbons. And so I needed some paraffin wax. I needed some powdered sugar. I needed some coconut, and I needed nuts. And so I put on the list Verduga. And so I gave him the list. I didn't say what Verduga was or anything, but, of course, there really isn't anything called Verduga, and I knew that. So he goes to the store, and he's looking everywhere for Verduga. And, of course, we didn't have cell phones back then. You know, he couldn't call me and say, what is this? Where is this in the store? And so he looked, and he didn't even know where to start looking. So finally, he kind of turns to one of the associates, the helpers at the grocery store, and he said, sir, my wife has a list for me here, and do you know what this is, Verduga? Do you know where I can find Verduga? And the store, the clerk or the helper said, you know, I think it's a spice. And so he goes over to the spices, and he looks all through the spice rack, and he's like, they couldn't find Verduga. Finally, he tells my husband, he says, you know, we used to carry that, but we don't carry it anymore. So that was our little joke that I one of a little joke that I played on my husband, and he came home and said, you know what? He said they used to carry it, but they don't have it anymore. And I just started dying laughing because that's what happens when people don't know what to do. They just kind of make up something. But that's just a little bit of humor this morning.
Yeah, that is so funny. I forgot to laugh.
So anyway, thought you might enjoy that, just a little bit of humor this morning.
So when people, they have this impression that my wife is so meek and sweet and nice, and when I give her a hard time, they're a little bit shocked and think that I'm being rough on her, but they don't know about all these kind of things that she's done through the years.
Yes, so, we've had a good life.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. Well, we have enjoyed being with you today, and we're sure looking forward to a good day and tonight's devotion and tomorrow and church on Sunday. So did I understand, Kathy, that you said Marie text in that I was having too much trouble or too much fun?
Yeah, too much fun. Yeah. And Cindy, you know, sister, just texted me. She's rolling on the floor laughing.
Well, Sister Marie, you know what? Over the weekend, I'd like to have you come to my office. I'd like to talk to you. If you're thinking I'm having too much fun, so if you're going to side with my wife, I need to talk to you.
Here's a little text I got, babe, from Candace, okay. I believe. She said, this is too funny. She said, I jokingly call Art Lord Arthur of Cambridge Avenue because they live on Cambridge Avenue. So she calls him Art Lord Arthur.
I love that.
She calls him Lord Arthur of Cambridge.
I'm sure Art likes it too. That's good. I like that. Hey,
Babe,
Nick,
would you like...
go ahead.
After you asked for the Vic, I was going to see if you might want to tell everybody how we met.
Okay. Brother Vic, I've got a question for you. Is Verduga Spanish?
It is Verduga. And you notice it's said it very well.
What does it mean?
You know, I was about to look it up. I want to say it's some type of plant that probably ends up being some kind of a flavor or spice or something like that.
Oh,
oh, so the man was right.
Yeah.
I have to verify that.
Okay. And Vic, one more thing I wanted to mention to you. If you're going to be saying amen when we're talking marriage things, you need to get married so you'll be fully qualified.
There you go.
Amen.
Yes.
Sister Courtney says she's rethinking marriage after this message. Sister Elizabeth says, giving me ideas for Adam.
Oh, this should give her ideas to write another book about marriage.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, what was it you was wanting me to tell them?
Maybe you could tell us how we met, how far we go back. Just, we can make it short because I know it.
Okay, this will be the short version. And my wife can feel free to jump in and correct any things that's not quite right. I first saw her when we were 12 years old. I was born and raised in Modesto. She was born and raised in Turlock, right on 99 Freeway. And Modesto and Turlock's about 10 miles apart. So
I wasn't born on the freeway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot to make that clear. You weren't. Okay. Anyway, so we were young people in the section there with the church, and I saw her at when she was 12 years old, and she had this long red coat on with a furry collar. I think it was black, and she had a long black ponytail, and she has corrected me through the years that her hair is not black. She says very few people have totally black hair. It's dark brown.
Amen.
So anyway, that's a discussion on its own. All right. So 2 years go by, and I'm 14. And my wife and I are real close in age. Her birthday's in April. Mine's in July. She's 3 months older than I am. And every year we have marriage trouble from April till July, because she's older and things happen during that time. Anyway, we're 14 years old. And so I write her a letter, and I told her that I would like to go out on a date. And she writes back and says, my dad will not allow me to date till I'm at least 16, and there's got to be a chaperone. Now, you know, this was the day before cell phones. I wouldn't even make the phone call at my house, because I didn't want to, you know, it's showing up on the bill and paying my folks for the phone call. So I'd go down, I'd save money up and go down to the store and just make a quick 3-minute call on the payphones. They're almost out of business today. But anyway, there used to be payphones. And so anyway, so
that
she told me
that,
that
for sure.
Yeah, we couldn't, you know, do anything until we're 16. By the time she turned 16, now she's seriously dating a boy in her home church.
Uh-huh.
So I'm knocked out.
God delivered me.
I am totally out. They dated for like 5 or 6 years, and everybody thought they was going to get married. And so anyway, I was knocked out of the picture for a while there. But every once in a while during that period of time, her and her boyfriend would be broke up. And so we would see each other, maybe date a little bit, see each other at a youth conference or a youth rally. And what I thought was funny one time is when her boyfriend went on vacation, he said, now listen, he was kind of the overbearing, jealous type and all the controlling, and he said, and while I'm gone, I don't want you calling Clifford Clark and getting with him. So he could kind of tell that, you know, there was something there. Anyway, time goes by through our teenage years, and it's now 1972. I am 20 years old. I've just started evangelizing, and I know this sounds really crazy, but I was in a revival in Arcata. Arcata, California is way up north by Eureka, almost to the Oregon border. And one day in prayer, I was at the church praying, and I really felt it was the will of God to marry Kathy, and it was time to do it. Get a load of this. This is crazy when I look back at it. When I got through praying that morning, I saw the pastor, and I told him about it. I said, hey, I was in prayer this morning, and I really felt like the Lord impressed me that I need to marry Kathy Casey. And so in a few months, when I get down to that area and I can explain it to her and all of this, you'll be getting an invitation to our wedding. And so, you know, I worked my way preaching revivals down to the Turlock area. And I'll never forget pulling up to her house. It was really funny. When I pulled up to her house, they had the curtains open, and she was sitting there with her family. And when she looked out and saw me, she ran down the hall and hid in the bedroom. She was too embarrassed to, and just, you know, timid and all of that. So anyway, to make a long story short, we started dating. I explained to her what was up. I asked her to marry me, and she said yes. We set the date, and it was January the 20th. of 1973, and we was engaged for about 3 months. She said, I need at least that much time to get the wedding together. And so we've lived happily ever after. And here we are 47 years later.
That's right. When he asked me to marry him, we were in my parents' house in the living room. There was a huge roaring fire in the fireplace. And he asked me to marry him, and I said, yes. Well, he didn't hear me respond. And so then he said, ask me again. And I said, yes. And he said, you did? And he got up and ran out the front door and ran down the street and came back. And he was so excited. So we were pretty young. And well, I guess we weren't real young, but I want to read you some little responses.
I don't remember being like that. I don't think I did all that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
I did. I was really excited.
Yeah. Sister Evelyn says, Sister Clark, our husbands may be the head, but we know the neck turns the head.
Man, I've felt Sister that neck grabbing me many times.
And Marie says, he always has to throw that age thing out there. And
oh, yes.
Sister Vita says, she said, the men are loving this. I needed a good start this morning. God bless you. She said, it's so funny. Sister Helen said, I remember Brother Murray Lane saying when he was in Pomona years ago, he said, my wife calls me Lord. She says, my Lord, Murray. And everybody laughed. So that's
I like
good.
That one. That's
and
good.
Sister Pat said, Sister Pat says, this is good. We need to hear more stories like this. And Sister Janice, she's laughing, and she just said, I laughed out loud. And she said, that's very sweet. And then, Sister Cindy knows this story. She says, then he left you the next morning to eat breakfast. That's after we got married. That's another story. We'll save for another day.
Oh, that's a good
we
one.
We love
I
you
like
all
one.
So much. We hope you've kind of giving you a little bit of a good start to a great day.
Hey, we love you guys. Have a good day, and we'll be praying. All right.
Amen. God.